Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you've tuned in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any physical changes. That's why I'm here to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable results. Now guys, how many times have you gone to bed throughout the Christmas and New Year's period feeling guilty about what you ate or drank? And you know exactly what I mean. A bit too much turkey at lunch, a few too many beers with Uncle Bob, and don't even get me started on desserts. Well, guess what? You don't need to feel guilty. In fact, today I'm going to share 9 tips that will actually help you lose fat. Yes, you heard that correctly, lose fat this Christmas period and put all of those extra calories to good use. But before we get stuck into the show, I'm going to answer this week's social media question of the week. Now, the person that asked this question asked to be unnamed, which is fine, so I'm going to jump straight into the question. I've been bulking for roughly 6 months now, and I've made good progress, but I'm starting to put on a little bit too much body fat. What should I do? Now, the answer to this is a mini cut, and I've actually done a full podcast episode on mini cuts already, so I'm going to put that in the show notes below, and if you're interested in this question, I'd like you to go and check it out. But the main things or the main takeaways from a mini cut is a very short period of time in a restricted calorie state, so a calorie deficit anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks in a lot more of a severe calorie deficit than what you usually would, because the main aim is to get in and out, and the purpose of a mini cut is to lose as much body fat as possible in a short period of time before jumping back into a calorie surplus and into a gaining phase moving forward. Now, with your training, you want to be focusing on predominantly strength training. You may add in things like HIIT training, a little bit of cardio. Remember, the main aim is to lose a lot of fat in a short period of time before going back into your gaining phase without losing any muscle mass. But if you would like to know more information on it, please do click that link below in the show notes and go and listen to the episode I did on mini cuts. But for now, let's get into the show. Now, I know you know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about that guilty feeling you have when you hop in bed. You may have eaten too much, you may have drank too much, and you feel like you've taken a backward step on your health and fitness goals. You feel like you're a few weeks behind where you were coming into that Christmas and New Year's period. Well, this year it doesn't have to be the same, and it's not going to be, because these 9 steps I'm going to share with you today, you'll take away a ton of value and you'll be able to implement them straight away over these next few weeks to make the most of those extra calories and maybe even lose fat. And yes, that's exactly what I just said. You may be able to lose fat. And if your goal is to gain muscle, then that's easy. You're just going to make use of these extra calories, make sure you're progressively overloading, and you're going to see results. But let's get stuck into these tips and make sure you can implement them as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. Step number 1, stop eating when you're full. Now, for those of you that are following flexible dieting and sticking to macronutrient targets each day, if you get home at night and have a heap of calories left over for the day, even after you've had dinner, then just leave them. Save them up for later in the week when you're most likely to overeat. It's simple. Step number 2, train like an animal. This time of the year is perfect, guys. It's a perfect opportunity to make progress in the gym. Extra calories won't turn into body fat if you're putting them to good use in the gym and expending a little more energy. You gotta take into account that yes, you may be having a little bit more to eat, you may be having a bit to drink, which is obviously calories, but if you're burning more energy, then your energy balance is gonna be very similar. So just make use of those calories. Don't be in a negative mindset. Go into the gym with a positive mindset, thinking, how good is this? I've got more energy than usual. I'm gonna put that use today and make progress. Step number 3. Drink more water. You're much less likely to overeat if you're well hydrated and drinking water before and during your meals. I like to stick to 1 or 2 glasses before I eat and then another 1 or 2 while I'm eating, and you'll find that you get full a lot quicker, which, as I just mentioned, you're a lot less likely to overeat. Number 4, increase protein intake and reduce carbohydrates and fats on the days you know you'll be eating or overeating and having a few drinks. Now, if I know that I've got a big dinner or going to be drinking a few beers with the boys later in the day, this is a bit of an example of how I would run my meals for that day, keeping in mind that I've just mentioned I want to keep my protein high, my carbohydrates and fats on the lower end, so that later in the day I can relax a little. I don't have to think about tracking any food or any meals. I can just enjoy myself. So meal 1, usually I would skip this meal and just have a black coffee and maybe a scoop of branched chain amino acids if I'm going to be training fasted. Meal 2, I might have something like eggs, some spinach, some tomato, maybe broccolini, some form of veggies and salad. Meal three, very similar. I'm going to have a protein source. It might be chicken, beef, fish, kangaroo. And then with that, I'm going to have a heap of green veggies to keep me fuller for longer. And then from meal four onwards, I'm going to assume that that's the time where I'm going to be having a big dinner or I'm going to be having a few drinks. I'm just going to relax and have whatever I like. As long as I still try and get in some form of good protein and salad, then I'm fine. I'm not worried about it, and neither should you. You shouldn't be worried about it either, guys. And one thing I didn't mention at the start of this podcast, and this may come across as harsh, but if you skip out on meals with your family and friends at Christmas because you're on a quote-unquote diet, then you're a moron. It's such a good time of the year, and for some people, it's the only time of the year that they get to spend with their family and friends. So make the most of it, guys. Step number five, do not starve yourself. Now, this is a really, really big one that I want you to take home with you. Don't starve yourself, guys. This is the worst thing you can do. You're 10 times more likely to overeat if you're starving by the time you eat. Just be sensible about your meals. Step number six, complete anywhere between 2 and 4 HIIT sessions per week lasting no longer than 15 minutes. Now, if you're doing true HIIT, then you won't be able to last longer than 10 to 15 minutes, guys, because you're going to be putting in that much effort. The intensity is going to be that high that if you want to keep that quality up, you won't be able to last any longer than that. But the main take home here, or the takeaway point, is to make sure that that intensity is through the roof for the interval training. And this is just to get a bit of extra energy expenditure in the shortest time period possible. Step number seven, hit your macros as best as you can in the days you don't have anything on. Just control what you can, guys. So the days you don't have a big dinner on, the days you don't have anything planned with your friends or family, then just hit your macros. Be as consistent as possible. Keep things as normal as you can. Step number eight, realize that within 1 to 2 weeks, your body weight will be back to normal. Just use this time to relax, enjoy yourself. As I just mentioned, guys, this is a great time of the year to spend with family and friends. You know, it's easy to lose a bit of body fat if you put some on. It's easy to lose a bit of water weight if you're holding water. It's easy to gain some fitness back if you feel like you haven't trained as much as what you could have because you were too busy spending time with family and friends. But the one thing you can't do is go back and create those memories with the people that you love most once you're regretting the fact that you didn't eat that pudding, you're regretting the fact that you didn't have a glass of wine at dinner, or you didn't stay out with your family and friends and go out for a nice meal because you were too worried about your diet. You can't go back and change that. The last step is number nine, ditch the scales. Seriously, guys, excuse my language, but they're shit at the best of times, let alone during this time of the year. Most likely, you'll be a little bit heavier after this time of the year, the Christmas and New Year period, because you're going to be holding a little bit more water weight. You're going to have fuller glycogen stores. You're going to be holding a bit of sodium in your body, which in turn is water weight. It's not body fat, it's just water, and that's easy to get rid of. Once you get back in your normal routine, everything's going to be fine, and it's really nothing to worry about. Okay, so the take-home points, or just to quickly run over these 9 steps again, very quickly to refresh your memory, make sure you can start implementing these straight away and enjoy yourself this year. Number one, stop eating when you're full. Number two, train like an animal. Number three, drink more water. Number four, increase protein intake and reduce carbohydrates and fats on the days you know you'll be overeating or having a few drinks. Number five, do not starve yourself. Number six, complete 2 to 4 HIIT sessions per week, lasting no longer than 15 minutes. Number seven, hit your macronutrient targets as best as you can on the days you don't have anything on. Remember, just control what you can. Number eight, realize that within 1 to 2 weeks, you'll be back to normal. Just use this time of the year to relax and enjoy yourself. And number nine, ditch those scales. Now, I hope this episode has helped you today, and I'm glad that you've tuned in because I know you will take value from it, and that means so much to me. It also means a lot to me that you've tuned in. If you haven't subscribed to the channel already, please do. I want you to do one favor for me today, and I want you to go and share this episode with someone that's close to you and you know that will benefit from it, whether that's on Facebook, whether that's through Snapchat, word of mouth, email, whether you take a screenshot and put it on your Instagram story, whatever. Just share this episode, and let's get more ears listening to this information so that everybody can enjoy themselves this Christmas and New Year period. That's it from me, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode.